KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Our guests in studio, Gerald and Denise, are here with the life course, Life Free from PTSD. It's a free course that's going to be offered at Calvary Church. Now, there's materials that there is a cost for, so we want to make sure people are aware of that. And I'm assuming really everyone to take the course, it'd really be best to get the materials. But if nothing else, by the end of this, we hope we can get you to attend the PTSD, the Life Free from PTSD courses. But again, Gerald and Denise, welcome into studio, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Steve.
And, you know, I mentioned Life Course. That is a series of courses that happen at Calvary Church, one of them being Life Free from PTSD. And for those that are listening and think, oh, it's a Calvary thing. Well, it's at Calvary, but whether you attend Calvary Church or you attend a church at all, this is a course that's available to you. Everyone is invited that feels that, that they would benefit from taking the course. Before we get started, actually, Denise, I'm going to ask you to come a little closer to your microphone. Let me know, Gerald and Denise, and or Denise, let's start with the basics. Let's not assume that anyone listening understands the acronym PTSD. And what that represents.
It stands for post-traumatic stress disorder, which is a disorder that people develop when exposed to extreme amount of stress, whether it's through their job or through life itself and traumatic events.
Okay. And that can happen, and we're gonna, as we'll find out through our discussion, happen in many, many different ways. Gerald and Denise both, what drew you both to take part in this and facilitate the class made available to others?
Well, I myself, I myself struggled with PTSD for many years, and it took a while for me to acknowledge it, admit it, and then get help. And the Lord just put it on my heart after delivering me from the bondage of PTSD and the struggles that I dealt with. He put it in my heart to start this class to help others with similar struggles.
And Denise?
So I actually got invited by Gerald to join him in co-leading the course. My background is I'm a mental health therapist, and I'm also an Army chaplain.
Okay.
So this is another way for the Lord to get me involved in helping others.
Well, I want to thank you both for your investment in others by heading up this class and making it available. And my hope by the end of our conversation is that people that are listening that either are in need of some of the materials that are going to be made available through the course, or someone in their sphere of influence that they're aware of, that, and we can even talk about that, how to go about providing information to someone. Because I imagine that's a touchy situation, but let's start here. We've started, but let's go here next. When I hear PTSD, I almost immediately associate it with those who've served in the military, I think actually for me next, I think of police officers. But then also, I totally get first responders in general that are probably experiencing this. But does it go beyond that? Is it unique to those professions?
No, absolutely not. PTSD can affect anyone who has experienced trauma, whether it's personally, sexual trauma, abuse, childhood abuse, any kind of adversity growing up can lead to PTSD. So even if you don't have a diagnosis of PTSD, you're welcome to come to this course to address the trauma that you experienced.
Let me throw some out there. I mean, it could be food insecurity. It could be neglect. It could be a vehicle accident of some sort.
Yes, absolutely.
the things that nightmares are made of.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I mean, that may be a pretty broad and close definition to those that might experience that.
Sure.
Let's also discuss. I always try to imagine someone who's listening, and because there's so many different courses and things we bring up to people, and I think they hear about it, and I think often people disqualify themselves for a course that may really do them some real benefit.
Sure.
What are some of the common objections that either of you may have heard as you talk to people who you suspect, or it's clear based on their behavior or conversation, that they would benefit from attending the life course, Life Free from PTSD? What are some of those objections that you get from people?
Well, some objections that I used to have are, I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
If people would leave me alone, I wouldn't get angry. Things along those lines. Typically, not taking responsibility for my own negative actions, but rather blaming others or blaming my circumstances rather than looking at myself and realizing I have a problem.
So what did it take, Gerald, for you to realize, oh, wait a minute, this is me. I have a problem, and I need to deal with it.
It took several years of prayer and support from my wife, and just the realization that, to be honest, I think my breaking point was at one point I was struggling with suicidal thoughts,
mm-hmm.
homicidal and suicidal thoughts, and what really broke me was I planned out my own demise to such a degree that I scared myself. And I realized I need some help. This is not right.
And I'm going to guess that this is not an uncommon thought or feeling. Is that safe to say?
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Gerald, your background, and now I think I know you served both military and law enforcement. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And we've seen the statistics anyone that's on social media has probably seen the statistics when it comes to those who have served. And I don't know if it's the same with the police as it is with active duty, but daily there's 22 people on average a day taking their lives, due to PTSD. Is that safe to say?
Yes.
It is. That's mm-hmm. correct. And unfortunately, a lot of these people don't have the support that they need to help them get this help or to direct them to where they can get help. So hopefully this broadcast will get the word out there to those people in this situation.
Yeah. We talked about the military. We talked about the first responders and those that have experienced any kind of trauma. Let's also speak to not only those who directly may be impacted by PTSD, but those that are living with someone impacted by PTSD. Is this a course designed for them?
Yes. Secondary PTSD or secondary trauma can occur when you live with someone who suffers from PTSD. So this course can benefit them as well.
Are they essentially experiencing the terror and the nightmare with them?
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
Typically, my wife suffered from secondary PTSD because mine was so bad. And she was living in a traumatic relationship in our home. Thankfully, it was never physical. It was always verbal, but still, it was very traumatic for her. And when I would get so angry, I terrified her. And that was a traumatic experience for her.
Oh, yeah.
She wouldn't sleep well because she was worried that, is he going to hurt me in my sleep? Or, she had no idea what to expect from me.
Yeah. I don't want to, there are thoughts that I have coming to mind and questions I want to throw out there. And it's a little raw, but I want to do that because I it's the reality. And I know that both men and women serve in the military and in law enforcement. And I almost hesitate to use the term. I don't know how else to articulate it. But the lack of getting assistance is there almost a machismo aspect that kicks in that says, you know, and whether it's male or female,
yes.
Because the people serving in these areas, they're tough. I mean, well, they're fragile, like they're human. But I think you know where I'm going. I think I'll let you better articulate where I'm going there, because I hear that from you, Gerald, and I think of you as a hero who served in a couple of places. And I also really think of you as a hero for seeing that the need was there to get help and to take the step to do it. That's huge. And I want to compliment you on that. I'm praise God that both you and your wife were able to do that. But, okay, I'm going to stop talking and let you speak to that.
Well, my recovery was not my doing. It was the Lord that brought me through that. But you're absolutely right. For many years in the military, particularly, asking for help in regards to mental health was seen as a weakness, a stigmatism that went along with mental health. I know when I first got into the military, we would look at people that went to mental health as weak or unworthy of serving alongside us. And for many years, that was the norm. That was the culture. And since 9/11, that started to diminish, and people started to realize these soldiers and airmen, these military members, they need help. And it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength when you ask for help, because it's our pride that prevents us from asking for help or admitting we need it.
And Denise, did you want to speak to that?
No, he took the words right out of my mouth. Actually, I serve military veterans in my day job. And getting them there is the hardest part.
Yeah.
Once they've chosen to get help, building the rapport, which Reboot, the course that we're going to be doing, foundation is on building community, because people don't tend to open up unless they feel safe in an environment. And so building a rapport with individuals, them being able to see that you care for them and that you're genuinely there for their healing is the big aspect of healing from trauma.
Okay, well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Gerald and Denise. They're both going to be overseeing the course that's getting ready to start, the Life course at Calvary Church on Osuna, west of Jefferson. And it's happening starting August 22nd. So there's still time to prepare for this. But it'll be Thursday nights at 6:30 for how many weeks?
12 weeks.
It's a 12-week course. There are materials to purchase as far as the workbook. But I would say don't let that keep you from showing up. Go ahead, Gerald.
That's absolutely correct. I actually have a sponsor that's going to be buying some of the workbooks for those that cannot afford to purchase it themselves. It's a $25 for the workbook.
Okay.
And if you can't afford that, there's a sponsorship that's providing some.
The other thing we were talking about before we came on, it's going to be a real help to Gerald in the, administratively, if they know who all is coming. I'm going to give this email. I'm going to give it now. We're going to go to a break, come back and talk a little bit more about the course, and then I'll give it again so you for sure can get something to write it down on. But here's the email to register. Register in that you're letting them know that you're coming, okay? Email follow me, and then the digits 1111, the letter A, at gmail.com. Is there any case sensitivity in any of that? Okay.
No.
Follow me 11A at gmail.com. Visiting with Gerald and Denise about the Life Free from PTSD class starting August 22nd at Calvary Church. We're going to take a quick break and come back, a much shorter segment, but a little bit more about the course and Stay with us. We'll be back with more after this on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
In studio with us, Gerald and Denise, both here, facilitators for the Life course at Calvary Church, Life Free from PTSD. And it's a course that anyone is invited to attend if you see the need for it, whether you attend Calvary Church or not. This is open to the public. Whether you attend church or not, this is a great resource to deal with the issue of post-traumatic syndrome, PTSD, post-traumatic
stress
disorder. Again, as I mentioned, it starts August 22nd, and although there's a cost, if you can't afford the $25 for the materials, it'll be provided for you. But email, and I'll give this not only now, but at the end of our discussion, email followme11a@gmail.com. The other thing is you can go to Calvary's website, calvarynm.church. Just go on the events page, and you'll see the course that's set up to start. And you'll get the information you need there about the materials. But as far as registration, it is important to let them know that you're coming. Now, in our first segment, Gerald, you had mentioned that you had dealt with PTSD from your experience in the military and as a police officer. And is it called secondary PTSD?
Yes.
Where the spouse may suffer from that based on being around the victim of PTSD. There may be some people listening that are in the same household, whether they're family, you know, whether they're spouses or, you know, could be
parent-child.
Mm-hmm. Is this a course that they should take together? Is that an issue to consider?
The thing about them taking family members, particularly spouses, taking this course together because they're both suffering from some form of PTSD, whether primary or secondary, the issue is how comfortable will they be opening up and expressing how they feel or what they think based on their experience in front of their spouse, or are they going to hold back out of fear of making their spouse angry? The second issue is, are they going to be more concerned about their spouse getting the information rather than themselves,
right,
getting the information to help them? I say this because that was the issue with my wife and I. Whenever I would go to counseling or anything for my PTSD, she chose not to go with me so that I would feel free to speak freely.
Yeah.
And not be afraid of hurting her feelings or causing her more trauma. And the same goes true for her. She wouldn't want me to go to counseling with her, because when she wants to express herself and how she felt or what she thought during the time, she didn't want me to feel guilty for making her feel that way.
You know, it doesn't exactly apply across as an illustration, but I think of what they talk about in an airplane when there's a lack of oxygen and the oxygen mask drops. They say the first thing to do is put the oxygen, take care of yourself and get the oxygen mask, get the help you need. So really, in a direct or indirect way, you can help the others that you love.
Correct.
There's maybe an illustration to put the urgency of making sure you focus on taking care of the issues you're dealing with as it pertains to PTSD, and this course will be a big part of that. Now, I'm going to give the email address again, and I'm going to give the information about the course, but then I'm going to want to dive into, let's talk about the end of the course. When people have gone through this, what is the hope that you know we have to see in way of healing? But we're talking about the Life course, Life Free from PTSD. It's going to be at Calvary Church, Albuquerque, starting August 22nd. That's a Thursday night, and then 12 Thursday nights in a row. Is there a break at all, holidays or anything?
No.
Okay, Thursdays at 6:30, and it's on the website at calvarynm.church. There is a cost for the materials, and there's a link actually on the website for the materials. But if you can't do that, there's going to be a way to get to the material. So don't let that keep you from being a part of the course. But here's where to email and let them know you are going to be part of the course. And that email is followme11a@gmail.com. That's the digit 11a. So followme11a@gmail.com. I would also say this. It'd be great if you could do that. Please do. If you don't do it, don't let that keep you from coming to the course. Very important. So let's put a bow on the conversation, really, by talking about the positive end of this. God willing, at the end of the course, what effect do you hope to hope the course to have on the individuals going through it?
So, Steve, there are many aspects of Reboot, which is the name of the course, that it addresses. And one of the big ones is understanding the spiritual wounds of trauma. I mean, this is a faith-based course.
Right.
And so we want to know how it affects our spiritual wounds and our relationship with God. Being able to find safety, grief that we experience in trauma, overcoming guilt, shame, and regret, the ability to be able to share our story, because our story can help others get the help that they need. And so sometimes we hold on to that. We don't share that. And this course is created to help you get to the place where you can share your story.
Gerald, any more?
One other thing that we hope people would gain from this course is being able, having the individuals get to a point to where they can forgive themselves and others, you know, others that may have hurt them, or forgiving themselves, like Denise touched on, overcoming the guilt and the shame from their PTSD.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that, too, the ability to put aside any cultural things. The peer pressure they may have to not get the help that they need. Listen, throw that out the window. You're important. God has numbered the hairs on your head. He loves you. You were woven into the womb. He knows you intimately, and he also knows that you need healing, and he knows how to do that. Through this course, many people are going to see that healing. Before I close it up, and I'll give the email for registration again, I don't want you to leave and oh, no, we forgot. Is there anything else you want to make sure we mention? Or did we cover?
There is not child care available.
There you go. That's an important one. That's very important. Let me throw this out to friends who know someone who's thinking about the course. There's a way that you can love them and provide some respite for them in a way that they'd be available to be a part of the course. And again, we're talking about the Life Course, Life Free from PTSD. It starts Thursday night, August 22nd at 6:30. It'll be 12 Thursday nights. There is a cost for the materials, but don't let that keep you from coming. You can take care of the workbook stuff in advance by going to the website at calvarynm.church under events, find the PTSD course, and get the materials. But please do register in advance. It just helps them know that you're coming. And that email is followme11a@gmail.com. You know what? One more quick question. From separate families, male and female, is this a course that is it segregated to a male course and a female course, or is it something that they actually take together?
It's going to be all inclusive.
Okay.
And depending on how many people show up for the class, we may need to break it up into smaller groups, but we'll see how many people we get.
All right. If you have a question, too, I would imagine that's a great email, too. Just email followme11a@gmail.com. Gerald, Denise, thank you again, not only for your time in the studio today, but again, thank you for the investment in those that are planning to take the course. Really appreciate you.
Thank you.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.